Let's get to Andrew Mason's three keys for the game. Now, last week, I think I even said it, you can use this one every week. Protecting Peyton was one last week, and then containing Andrew Luck was another one, two of those. You start with the quarterbacks. What do you have this week, Andrew?
Well, in this case, you're going to start with a running back. You're going to start with Jamaal Charles. He only had 11 touches last week, 7 carries, 4 receptions, a very un-Charles-like workload. You know, he's the guy that can carry the load for that offense, both in the run game but also in the pass game. He's particularly dangerous on screen passes. The Broncos did a great job of containing him in that area last year, but I think they're going to try to challenge him today. And, of course, with Dan Trevathan out, that's something that the Chiefs may want to probe and test and see what they can do there. Another second key, contain the Kansas City edge rush. That's the most powerful part of their defense. You know, they've lost Derek Johnson, you know, for the season, a torn ACL, but they've still got Justin Houston and Tom Mahaly on the edges. Broncos did a great job against those two guys last year. They held them without sacks in both of the games, and they're going to have their hands full, though. Despite their success last year, they're going to have, it's going to be tough to keep them contained. So the offensive line, very beyond its P's and Q's. Finally, make the big play downfield. Let's go back to last year in Kansas City, week 13. Broncos had a lot of success with the deep ball. You know, some passes to Eric Decker, of course, is now with the Jets, but also hitting Demaryius Thomas deep. That's the kind of thing I think you're going to try to see them do today, try to test the Chiefs downfield, test their cornerbacks, see what they can do, and if they can get the big play going, that's also going to open up the run game as well.